radar.
Hey, Charlie, where am I?
Woohoo!
Don't let the posy fool you.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate Percy Wenrick's birthday and hear from his wife. I hope you're not getting tired of the Rapidly Rotating Records vocabulary lessons, because we've got another one tonight. I've got a pocket full of posies, and I'll share some presents I recently received. He's been heard on the show a number of times over the years, but never had his own birthday segment, until tonight. Last week, January 23rd, marked the birth in 1880 in Joplin, Missouri, of Percy Wenrick, known as the Joplin Kid. His father was the town postmaster, and his mother gave him his first music lessons on piano and organ. But when young Percy began writing his own melodies, it was his father who provided lyrics. His father, David, also hired him as Joplin's assistant postmaster. At age 21, Percy enrolled in the Chicago Music College, and during this time he worked for the McKinley Music Company, writing tunes to verses sent to McKinley by would-be songwriters. Although he wrote in a variety of styles, his rags were most successful, and his first major hit was Peaches and Cream in 1905. On July 3, 1906, Wenrick married the already successful vaudeville star, Dolly Connolly, in Chicago, and the pair toured together until 1909, when they moved to New York, where Wenrick became a staff writer for Jerome H. Remick. In addition to rags and popular songs, in the late teens and early 20s, Wenrick scored a number of Broadway shows and the operetta Castles in the Air. In 1913, he teamed up with Homer Howard to form the Wenrick Howard Music Publishing Company, but gave it up in 1914 to devote all of his time to composing and performing with Dolly. His last hit song was All Muddled Up in 1922, and he retired in 1930, at least in part due to Dolly's health. He died March 17, 1952. Here are three from the pen of Percy Wenrick. Thank you.
Johnny Dunn grabbed his little gun, sailed away just to fight the Hun. Over there, fighting everywhere, Johnny did his share. One day he got a letter from his wife. She asked Johnny how he liked the life. Johnny wrote back, dear, they work you hard over here. But I ain't got weary yet. No, I ain't got weary yet. Been digging in the trenches all day long. All the time I'm a-singing this song. Cause I ain't got weary yet. And I never will, you bet. Why, all the French girls that I see, beg to sit right on my knee. Well, if that's war, it just suits me. And I ain't got weary yet. Johnny Dunn met a husky Hun. Johnny Dunn made the German run very fast, but he couldn't last. Johnny ran right past. Johnny's captain said, why don't you shoot? Johnny said, I won't kill this galoot. I have just killed time. I'll bring this one in alive. Cause I ain't got weary yet. No, I ain't got weary yet. Been digging in the trenches all day long. All the time I'm a-singing the song. Cause I ain't got weary yet. And I never will, you bet. This life ain't work, it's only play. Just to pass the time away. I kill 10 Germans every day. And I ain't got weary yet. But I ain't got weary yet. No, I ain't got weary yet. Been digging in the trenches all day long. All the time I'm a-singing this song. Cause I ain't got weary yet. And I never will, you bet. Now if I'm wounded by a shell, some nice nurse will make me well. And still they say that war is all. I ain't got weary yet. But I ain't got weary yet. No, I ain't got weary yet. Been digging in the trenches all day long. All the time I'm a-singing this song. Cause I ain't got weary yet. And I never will, you bet. Though I've been wounded in this fight, shot at sunrise, gassed at night, outside of that I feel all right, and I ain't got weary yet.
Cherish like the old oak tree I used to know long years ago. With my sweetheart by my side, we'd spend the happy hours. They linger yet, I can't forget.
By the old oak tree, by the old oak tree, by the old oak tree, we sat together. There we learned to all our troubles share, whether it was fair or stormy weather. Down in the shady lane, in gingham gown so plain, she sang love's sweet refrain so tenderly. Life was full of joy, happy girl and boy, when we sat together by the old oak tree.
Since the day I met her, I've had in my heart a love so new, a love that grew. Like the tree we sat beneath and sweetheart secrets told, those days are gone, still they live on. Thank you.
Shady Lane, in Gingham Council Plain, she sang love's sweet refrain so tenderly. Life was full of joy, happy girl and boy, when we sat together by the old oak tree.
Frank Luther, credited on the label of Victor 22478 as Bud Billings, and Carson Robison, credited as Carson Robison, July 9, 1930, with By the Old Oak Tree, words and music by Percy Wenrick. Before that, Arthur Fields singing the Howard Johnson lyrics to I Ain't Got Weary Yet. Fields recorded it three times, for Columbia with the Peerless Quartet, for Edison on a Blue Amberol cylinder, and the disc we heard, OK-1106, made around October of 1918. We started a little tribute to Percy Wenrick with the Smiler Rag. I last played it in 2020 by the Xonophone Concert Band, but there it was by pianist John Burkhart on Edison Diamond Disc number 51514, made March 26, 1925. That's Burkhart's debut on the show, but he also played organ, bells, and celesta, and was an arranger and composer, so I'll try to put together a birthday segment for him. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. It's time once again for another Rapidly Rotating Records vocabulary lesson. This week's word is sidereal, S-I-D-E-R-E-A-L, from the Latin sidus for star. The first known use of sidereal was in 1612, and it means of, relating to, or expressed in relation to, faraway stars or constellations, and specifically not our sun or the planets. So here's a set of sidereal songs, beginning with Ernie Golden and his orchestra. Thank you.
stars go to sleep and the moon is old, I will have such tender dreams to hold. As the night fades away, taking all its charm, I'll remember you were in my arms. While you're gone, your love will constantly cling to me. Till the dawn, your voice will silently sing to me. When the stars go to sleep, I'll be wide awake. Love will not forsake me when the stars go to sleep.
I've played it by Ukulele Ike, the Clevelanders, a Jack Albin pseudonym, Earl Burnett and the Biltmore Trio, and Dick Robertson with the Hit of the Week Orchestra. But there you have Leo Reisman and his orchestra with an unidentified vocalist singing A Song to the Stars, written by Howard Johnson, not that one, the other one, and Joseph Meyer. Victor 22432 was recorded in Liederkranz Hall on May 12, 1930. I mentioned that Ukulele Ike made a commercial recording of it, but Cliff Edwards also sings Singing a Song to the Stars in the MGM picture Way Out West. No, not the 1937 Laurel and Hardy film of the same name, but the Fred Niblo film starring William Haynes as Windy, a carnival barker. Before that, When the Stars Go to Sleep, being heard for the first time on the show, performed by Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra. Eddie Holly was the vocalist in an April 28, 1938 session, issued on Bluebird B-7578. It was composed by Jimmy McHugh, and the Harold Adamson lyrics were also sung in the 1938 picture Reckless Living by the trio of Constance Moore, Mary Brodell, and Eleanor Hansen. We started this sidereal set with Ernie Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra playing By the Light of the Stars, composed by Larry Shea and Arthur Sizemore. This was an instrumental, but there are words written by George A. Little. Banner 1522 was recorded April 3, 1925. Back on New Year's Eve 2021, friend and theater organist extraordinaire Mark Herman gave a concert at Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo, in which he played Don't Bring Me Posies, a posy being a flower, a nosegay, or a bouquet. I don't think there have ever been any posies on the program before, so, yep, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about posies, beginning with Rudy Weedoff's Californians.
Thank you. yet at last. Amme la bella villa, con la vicerilla, no la vicerilla, gomma che sa bucella, che fa.
Well, not exactly toe-tapping music, but spine tingling wouldn't be an exaggeration. That, of course, is who many consider the greatest tenor of all time, Enrico Caruso, with the Neapolitan song Avucella, composed by Paolo Tosti, with the words by Gabriele D'Annunzio. The Victor Orchestra was conducted by Joseph Pasternak on September 8, 1919, on Victor Red Seal number 501. So, why play Avucella in a Posey segment? Well, because Avucella is Italian for a little Posey. Before Caruso was the perfect dance orchestra with Don't Bring Me Posies, It's Shoesies That I Need, written by Fred Rose. The perfect dance orchestra was a pseudonym for Nathan Glantz and his orchestra, and Perfect 14039-B was recorded in August of 1922. We started that Posey set with Rudy Weedoff's Californians and Rosie Posey on Vocalion 14320, recorded in February of 1922. Rosie Posey was composed by Sigmund Romberg, with lyrics by Cyrus Wood, and is from the two-act musical The Blushing Bride, which opened at the Astor Theater on February 4, 1922, and ran for 144 performances, closing at the 44th Street Theater on June 10th. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. With these next three records, I could play One Thing in Common. But I won't, because you'd never guess it, so I'll just tell you. Following last year's West Coast Ragtime Festival, we spent a lovely couple of hours at the home of our friend, fellow vintage music collector, Matthias Bombal. Matthias is also a film critic and the host of Matthias Bombal's Hollywood, presenting capsule reviews of current cinema on YouTube, numerous radio stations, including KAHI AM and FM, the voice of the Foothills in Auburn, California, and on the website mabhollywood.com. After a lovely charcuterie board, which introduced us to Affidelis à Chablis, a wonderful Burgundian soft cheese bathed in Chablis and whose edible rind has a deep copper color, accompanied, of course, by a red Burgundy, broke out some 78s to play on his beautiful 1927 Brunswick Seville gramophone. We could have listened to records for hours, but had to head home after just a few, three of which Matthias generously gifted me. And here they are.
There's no place like home. You never learn that till you roam. behind, faith was kind, showed the way. Happy the whole day long, life's a song, and I'll say, I'm sitting pretty in a pretty little city, down Georgia way. There are no angels near, but it seems like heaven here. And every morning when the Georgia day is dawning, I hear a song, whippoorwill on my tail, whistling, come on along. Always blowing bubbles, haven't any troubles, lucky it would seem. Hope nobody shakes me, hope nobody wakes me, this may be a dream. And there's a sweet certain person who is faithfully rehearsing for wedding day. So I'm sitting pretty in a pretty little city down old Georgia way. I'm like a birdie sitting up in a tree. I'm sitting pretty, singing merrily. I'm happy and gay. That's why I say, just let me stay this way forever. And where I'm sitting pretty, right in my reach, there is the one I love, my Georgia peach. Our honeymoon will start next June, and that's the reason why I say. Always blowing bubbles, haven't any troubles, lucky it would seem. Hope nobody shakes me, hope nobody wakes me, this may be a dream. And there's a sweet certain person who is faithfully rehearsing for wedding day. So I'm sitting pretty in a pretty little city down old Georgia way.
Thank you.
Whitey Kaufman and his orchestra with the vocal refrain by the orchestra on Paddlin' Madeline Home on Victor 19834-B, October 21st, 1925. Paddlin' Madeline Home was written by Harry Woods. Whitey was actually Martin E. Kaufman, born in Pennsylvania Dutch country on September 5th, 1899. He had a birthday segment back in 2014, but I'll see if I can scrape together some of his records not played on the show before for another this year. Before Whitey was the piano duo of Bourne and Ellis, who have not been heard on the show before. Bourne and Ellis are Charles Bourne, known to friends and family as Dossie, and Phil Ellis. If You Knew Susie was written by Buddy DeSilva and Joseph Meyer, recorded on May 16, 1925, and issued on Columbia 398-D. And you'll definitely be hearing more from Bourne and Ellis, together and separately. We started the set with Irving Kaufman, backed by Ben Selvin's orchestra, on I'm Sittin' Pretty in a Pretty Little City, written by Abel Baer and Henry W. Sentley. Vocalion 14702 was recorded in January of 1924.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Percy Wenrick started the show with a birthday segment, and I mentioned that he was married to vaudeville star Dolly Connolly. Well, guess who's going to end the show? Actually, both of them.
Softly sighs, don't keep me waiting, hon, stop hesitating, hon. Auntie whispers soft and low, you mustn't mind me just cause I say no. You could ever have those kisses long ago. Come closer, he replies, and kisses her and sighs. Open your eyes, my dearie, open your eyes. Just a look at me a while, so maybe I'm your style. Just give me one little smile. Open your eyes, so dreamy, dreamy eyes. You're a loving plant, just put me in the tent on me. Open your eyes.
Go away, just as we say. all of those sweet songs on a moonlight bay. Candlelight gleaming on the silent shore, a lonely night dreaming till we meet once more. Far apart, her heart is yearning with a sigh of my returning, with the light of love still burning as in days of yore. We were sailing along on a moonlight bay. We could hear the voices ringing, they stood to say, you have stolen her heart, now don't go away. Just as we sang love's old sweet song on the moonlight bay.
There you have three, performed by Dolly Connolly, and all three written by husband Percy Wenrick. We started with Open Your Eyes from Columbia A1061, made July 7, 1911. Next was I've Got Feathers on My Head from Columbia A1083. Dolly sang the Edward Madden lyrics on September 30, 1911. Edward Madden also wrote the words to Moonlight Bay from Columbia A1128, January 8, 1912. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.